High school seniors are walking across the stage and getting their diplomas, but the graduating class of 2024 is unique. They entered their freshman year at the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. That means most of them transitioned from middle to high school in a virtual world. WPR's Corinne Hess and Jenny Peek spoke with some of them to understand how the pandemic shaped their high school experience. And here's what they told us.
My name is Maria Angelisa Costa-Mas, and I'm a senior at Madison East High School.
I'm Olivia Campbell. I'm 18 years old, and I live in Whitefish Bay.
My name is Aiden Mueller, and I'm a senior at Vail Phillips Memorial High School.
My name is Emily Gonzalez Rivera. I'm 18, and I live in West Dallas, Wisconsin. I was in eighth grade when it first spread, and it was just kind of a very different experience, I would say. I never would have thought that a pandemic would have affected my education, but here we are.
Especially in the first 1.5 to 2 years of high school, it was a bit of a struggle to transition from being completely virtual in high school and having no idea what in-person high school was like to suddenly being in-person high school and having to essentially relearn everything.
Thankfully, all the teachers that I had back then helped me to get back in track, like, yo, like, this is high school, like, here's the things that you need to focus on.
Honestly, it was kind of a whirlwind. Everything was just thrown at me, like online school, having to worry about turning in assignments that aren't on paper anymore, and then having to join meetings.
It was a lot harder to make friends in the beginning because of hybrid scheduling and having to be social distance.
Not even be able to see their faces because most of the people hid their faces or just didn't turn their camera on. It was a little weird, but once sophomore year hit, that's when people were coming back into school in person.
My ability to socialize was extremely impacted because I had no chance to really socialize with anybody outside of my family, whom I lived with, and friends online.
So in middle school, I used to be a very social person. So obviously during COVID, I didn't talk to nobody and I lost all those skills. And coming back, it was like awkward, like, what do I even talk about anymore?
So I think it posed an extra challenge going into a new school where I didn't know as many people and trying to meet new people.
I didn't have experiences like meeting new people very much, which was, I think, detrimental in later years when I needed to expand my social horizons and I had no idea how.
I played a sport at the beginning of high school and that really helped me find new friends because those still continued even throughout COVID.
I've definitely improved vastly since sophomore year, and yeah, just took a lot of practice and patience with myself, I think.
It was all just kind of a very different experience that I was very afraid of, but then once I got into the hang of it and I was able to just understand what was going on, that's when I was like, okay, like, I think I got this.
It definitely taught me how to be more outgoing and to be able to try and connect with people even when there is a distance barrier or when we all have masks.
Going back to like just staying home and being stuck at home made me realize how grateful I am to be out there in the world and to take advantage of all those opportunities that are out there.
Being shut in and having to do everything online, I think that's definitely shaped both my experience and just the general experience of this generation. You know, everything's a lot more internet focused. It's kind of weaning off that a little bit, but still it's, you know, it has forever changed how we learn and how we communicate.
That was Marie Angelisa Costa-Mas, Olivia Campbell, Aiden Mueller, and Emily Gonzalez Riviera. They talked to WPR's Corinne Hess and Jenny Peek about how the COVID-19 pandemic shaped their high school experiences.